Joseph.
It's time for another episode of The Lowdown with your host, David Beach. You can find The Lowdown on NOSSAOnline.com, bringing you news, information, and an assortment of unusual opinions. Dealing with short and tall, covering it all in weekly live recorded broadcasts from locations throughout the world and from its broadcast studios in lovely Pasadena, California. You can email the show at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along with the exploits at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, please welcome to the microphone, David Beach.
Woo! Yay! Woo! Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. What a great crowd. What an incredible display of pre-recorded applause. Hi, my name is David Beach, and I am the host of The Lowdown, and it is another episode, episode number 4. We will have been on the air, technically speaking, for an entire hour by the time this broadcast ends. Now, originally when I started recording these, I said, you know what, I'm just going to sit down, I'm going to record them, and nonstop, just no editing, just go through it, just like it's real live radio, and make myself feel really good. This is take number 5 this evening, due to the fact, in the middle of each broadcast so far, each attempt, I have had a coughing seizure. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I have come down with some sort of cold, some sort of nasty infection that you can even notice in the last podcast. If you listen close, you'll hear a sound like this. That's me, basically. And what beautiful podcast technique that is right now. That's me stifling a cough. Now, there it is, right there. And unfortunately, we were planning on having an interview with the president of NOSA right here this evening, and he has come down with something just as nasty. So he was unable to get to the interview this evening, but we will have an interview with Matthew, as well as many other members of NOSA, and find out what they would like to talk about, and I will ask them several questions I have been thinking about. And a few people at NOSA have noticed, two more people have started downloading the podcast. Those two people, my parents, the greatest parents in the world. This afternoon, I actually had to help them listen to my podcast over the phone, and they downloaded them. So they're going to be listening, and hopefully listening to this one as well. I love you, my parents. So there we go, and I'm not even going to stop. I'm just going to keep. I can't do this all night long. I'm not going to stop the podcast. That Wally, just if you can edit that out, you can't. All right, fine. Well, tonight we are on the eve of St. Patrick's Day. Tomorrow, we last broadcast spoke about the leprechaun and short-statured people being the leprechaun. We're going to cover the same sort of thing with this podcast right now. And if you have any comments you would like to make, please feel free to email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or go to the blog spot, the blog, and which is lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com, and you can contribute there as well. Because this is a podcast for you. And when I say you, I mean, well, probably the only people listening right now, my parents. This is a podcast for you guys. Anybody who's listening, any short-statured adult, or even a short-statured adult who has a short-statured child, because we are here to help. And that's what NOSA does. So if you join NOSA, you have an incredible supply of support for systems, for situations. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, or today, depending on when you're listening to it, it is a podcast. I need to remember that. But we talked about short-statured people being hired, and I noticed the internet ads, and I even saw newspaper ads looking for short-statured people to be leprechauns tomorrow, because we are recording right now. It is the 16th tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. And I was amazed by the number of ads, and last podcast we talked about it a lot. Now, we're going to be covering a similar topic right now, tonight, because what we're going to be discussing is bullying. And I got an email from Matthew last week talking about an episode of Ellen DeGeneres where she discussed a gay kid who was killed because he was gay. Same sort of thing is happening every day to short kids. And I speak with a background in knowledge because, does that even make sense? I speak with knowledge as my background. I speak with authority. And I don't speak too well because I'm about to cough. But I was always the shortest kid. I was always usually the newest kid in school. So I had the double whammy against me. I got shoved in a locker. Now, I don't know if it was because of my height or if it was because I had a smart mouth and I would always just wisecrack back. I also got sent up a flagpole one time for pretty much the same reason. Now, I would not have had this need to defend myself had I not been the shortest kid. If you know that that is going on, you can get help. Go to NOSA Online and get help because they have the resources to help. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to help you out. Now, something I pulled directly off the line, and you may notice if you listen real close and play that back, there were some edits. Why? A coughing seizure. But we're going to continue on. All right. So, and why do I do this? Why do I put myself through it? And why do I put you people through it when I could record it tomorrow? No one would know. But I'm going to do it anyway. All right. So here are the deal. Here's the deal. These are some of the signs that you can tell if your child is dealing with a bully. Or, you know what? If you're a kid listening right now and you're dealing with it, go to your parents and explain the situation. We've all dealt with it. Everyone who is of short stature, everyone who responds to, hey, shorty, we all dealt with this. Like I said, locker, up a flagpole. And it's no fun. And it's criminal in the fact that that is just as bad as any stereotype, any racism, any way that they abuse you is wrong. So here are the signs to look out for, Mom, Dad. If your kid is coming home with cuts and bruises, if your kid is coming home with torn clothes, if he's asking for stolen possessions to be replaced, you know, what happened to it? I lost it. I don't know. Losing lunch money? I don't think I ever had lunch money taken from me. But I know if, you know, the bullies are looking around going, well, he's bringing lunch money every day. Let's grab that. And if they get a gang of them, especially against the short kid, it's hard to fight that. Falling out with previously good friends. There's nothing worse than having a good friend, and then the good friend goes, wow, it's not so cool to hang out with that guy because he's getting picked on. I'm going to go side with the bullies. Being moody or bad-tempered. Being quiet and withdrawn. Wanting to avoid leaving the house. There's aggression with brothers and sisters. Doing less well at schoolwork. Insomnia. Anxiety. These are some of the signs. Now, here's what you can do. Once again, thank you, NOSA, for having this online. Thank you for allowing me to just basically use this. But I am hoping it is all right because I'm bringing attention to the situation. And that's why you need to join NOSA. If you're not a member already, you can have these resources at your hand. So here are the questions you need to ask your kid. What'd you do at school? These are basic good parenting questions. And even if your kid isn't being bullied, you should ask this. But this will help you find out what's happening. What'd they do at school today? Did they do anything they liked? Did they do anything they didn't like? Who did they play with? What sort of games did they play? Did they enjoy them? Would they have liked to play different games with someone else? Are they looking forward to going to school tomorrow? What did they do at lunchtime? Is there anyone they'd like to invite home? Is there any lesson at school they didn't like? Is there anyone at school they don't like, and why? And most importantly, are they looking forward to going to school tomorrow? These are things that are very important to find out. Things that you need to really figure out what's going on with your kid if he's being bullied. And there's no reason that height should separate a kid from friends. Wow. I'm on far too much medication, but there's no reason that this should be happening. We need to stop it, and it's one of those things. Now, pay attention and ask your kids what's going on. Now, okay, let's see. That's what this podcast is about helping people and giving you tips and information. Here are some tips that I found that are also interesting, not to deal with bullying, but to deal with fashion. Now, I have a friend who is of short stature, and I think he's got lifts in pretty much everything he owns. I wouldn't be surprised if he has lifts in his socks just to make himself taller. If he could get them implanted in his feet, I'm sure he would. I have never worn and probably never will wear a lift of any kind. I think the most I ever did was cowboy boots, and that was just because they were fashionable. But I'm actually more than happy with my height, and more than happy with what it's brought me. But here are some fashion tips. And if you knew me, you'd know that's what I need the most is fashion tips. And these come to us from Patricia McFall, who is actually a writer for the San Gabriel Valley newspapers. This was from a 2004 edition, because I do tend to save information like this. Now, once you've found the right size of clothing to wear, which it's not easy to find, but there are places you can go to online, napoleonstailors.com, jimmyaus.com. Here's some information. Go for the monochrome look, and they refer to Tom Cruise here, because he's a short-statured gentleman. He would wear all black, and that would help him with height. Rather than breaking up your body with different colored top and bottom. For this reason, a suit is generally a better choice than a sports jacket and slacks. Recent observations on layering lent the writer to believe that if you match your top and pants, a jacket in another color won't get you busted by the style cops. I really should pre-read this. Solid colors work best, but if you choose a print or pattern textured, go for designs in proportion to your size rather than large motifs, which make you look smaller by contrast. The same would go for neckties, both in terms of width and pattern. Choose a single-breasted suit in a solid dark color or subtle stripes to take advantage of vertical lines. Prefer one or two buttons over three, unless the suit was scaled. An example, i.e., the jacket is correct length and has also been designed with three buttons more closely spaced than the average size. Jacket sleeves should be a bit shorter than average, with a sliver of shirt cuff showing. Likewise, avoid big break on slacks, as it gives a droopy appearance. That's my problem right there. I always have that huge break, and I do tend to have a droopy appearance, but I always just thought it was me. Rather just have one small break over the instep. Either skip the cuffs or size them down to not wider than 1¼ inches. For casual wear, unless you're a genuine long-necked gander, choose mock over traditional turtleneck shirts and sweaters. Also good and very swanky are polo shirts in subtle shades and or textured patterns, either buttoned up or left open. That according to Patricia McFall. Thank you very much, Patricia, for bringing us those fashion tips that we are using right here on The Lowdown. And before we go any further, just a reminder that if you are a member of NOSA, they have got the big convention coming up in New Jersey, October 2008, the exact date to be announced very soon. Each attendee will be responsible for the purchase of their own dinner. There are no other fees involved. Convention will consist of the annual board meeting and dinner social. Only members and special guests may attend the convention. You must contact NOSA and pre-register in order to attend. To contact them, you can email, go to the website, nosaonline.org/annualconvention.html. Or call 1-888-NOSA, NOSSAEZ, or the numbers 1-888-667-7239. And that way you can be there at the convention. Now, as I said, I am no longer going to say what we are planning to do in future broadcasts, because every single time I have, it hasn't happened. But I promise one thing, we will be back, because and that's what I'm going to do. And we're hoping if you're listening, you can pass on the information to someone else and they can listen. And most importantly, bottom line, contact me and let me know what you want to discuss. That way I don't have to keep rambling on about silly things like open collared polo shirts over the up or tight buttoned tops. Unless that's what you want to talk about, in which case I'd be more than happy to do that. But I am by no means a fashion expert. Now I am an expert on rambling. So please help me not ramble and write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or go to the blog, The Lowdown Podcast. Actually, make sure that's lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. Put in your comments, put in your information. Let me know what you want to talk about, and that's what we will do right here on The Lowdown. Short and tall, we cover it all. That's episode number 4, folks. We are going to be into our second hour next week, and I hope you'll be there. Have a great day.